So let me ask you, what are the things in your life that matter to God? If you had to put a list down on the left-hand side of the page of the things that matter to God, and a second list down the right-hand side of things that don't, what would be in those two lists? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Most of us imagine that God is only interested in big things, wars, politics, religion, but the little stuff, nah, he doesn't have time for that. Some years back, my wife and I landed into Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world. And after the long flight from Australia, you guessed it, they'd lost her suitcase. Worse still, I had to fly straight onto Minneapolis, so she went to the hotel alone with nothing. By the following day, when I flew back into Chicago, they still hadn't found her luggage. And then after waiting over an hour with everyone else, we were told that our whole plane loads of luggage was on the wrong carousel. Sure enough, we raced down there, and there was my bag going round and round with all the others. But just as I turned around from picking it up, on the very next carousel, just in the right place at the right time, there was Jackie's bag from yesterday on a Friday afternoon in one of the busiest airports in the world. And people think that God's not interested in the small stuff. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 to 28. There are four things on this earth that are small, but very wise. Ants are small and weak, but they save their food all summer. Badgers are small animals, but they make their homes in the rocks. Locusts have no king, but they're able to work together. Lizards are small enough to catch with your hands, but you can find them living in kings' palaces. You see, God doesn't miss a thing. And that's his word, fresh for you today. It's funny how when you get the word of God into you, it changes your perspective. You start seeing things from God's perspective, and that's a complete game changer. But for that to happen, we actually need to hear God speak. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.